You're listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. Out Loud Bible Project is on a mission to read the entire Bible out loud in a conversational and approachable way, so you can recognize your part in this conversation between you and God.
Welcome back to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast. Mike here. We're reading the Bible as a conversation so that we can find our next best yes in our conversation with God. So you know when you download a new program or a game or enter a contest, there's almost always a section called Terms and Conditions, and you have to check a box or sign something that says that you've read and understand the terms and conditions. Right. Well, most of us obviously don't read that through, right? Like, we could be signing away our child without even knowing it. Like, oh, you'll let me have this if I click this box. Cool. Sounds good. And I mean, for a download of free software, sure. I mean, what's the big deal? But the bigger the agreement, the more you better be clear on the terms and conditions. So God's love is unconditional. Thank you, Lord. Right. His promises are one-sided, and he'll never abandon them or you, praise God. But not every good thing from God is unconditional. There are, well, terms and conditions when it comes to experiencing his blessings, his protection, his provision. Wouldn't you want to know what they are? Moses shares the terms and conditions of living in the promised land for God's people here in Deuteronomy chapters 27 and 28. Let's check these out. Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, "Keep all the commandment which I command you today. It shall be on the day when you shall pass over the Jordan to the land which Yahweh your God gives you, that you shall set yourself up great stones and coat them with plaster. You shall write on them all the words of this law, when you've passed over, that you may go into the land which Yahweh your God gives you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as Yahweh the God of your fathers has promised you. It shall be when you've crossed over the Jordan that you shall set up these stones, which I command you today, on Mount Ebal, and you shall coat them with plaster, and there you shall build an altar to Yahweh your God, an altar of stones. You shall not use any iron tool on them. You shall build Yahweh your God's altar of uncut stones. You shall offer burnt offerings on it to Yahweh your God. You shall sacrifice peace offerings and shall eat there. You shall rejoice before Yahweh your God. You shall write on the stones all the words of this law very plainly." Moses and the Levitical priests spoke to all Israel, saying, "Be silent and listen, Israel. Today you've become the people of Yahweh your God. You shall therefore obey Yahweh your God's voice and do his commandments and his statutes which I command you today." Moses commanded the people the same day, saying, "These shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you've crossed over the Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. These shall stand on Mount Ebal for the curse, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. With a loud voice the Levites shall say to all the men of Israel, 'Cursed is the man who makes an engraved or molten image, an abomination to Yahweh, the work of the hands of the craftsmen, and set it up in secret.' All the people shall answer and say, 'Amen.' Cursed is he who dishonors his father or mother." All the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is he who removes his neighbor's landmark." All the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is he who leads the blind astray on the road." All the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is he who withholds justice from the foreigner, fatherless, and widow." All the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife because he dishonors his father's bed." All the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is he who lies with any kind of animal." All the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is he who lies with his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter." All the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law." All the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is he who secretly kills his neighbor." All the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is he who takes a bribe to kill an innocent person." All the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is he who doesn't uphold the words of this law by doing them." And all the people shall say, "Amen." It shall happen that if you shall listen diligently to Yahweh your God's voice, to observe, to do all his commandments which I command you today, that Yahweh your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you listen to Yahweh your God's voice. You shall be blessed in the city, you shall be blessed in the field, you shall be blessed in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your animals, the increase of your livestock and the young of your flock. Your basket and your kneading trough shall be blessed. You shall be blessed when you come in, and you shall be blessed when you go out. Yahweh will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be struck before you. They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. Yahweh will command the blessing on you in your barns and in all that you put your hand to. He will bless you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. Yahweh will establish you for a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your God and walk in his ways. All the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by Yahweh's name, and they will be afraid of you. Yahweh will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give you. Yahweh will open up to you his good treasure in the sky to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You will lend to many nations, and you will not borrow. Yahweh will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only and will not be beneath, if you listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I command you today to observe and to do, and shall not turn away from any of the words which I command you today, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass that if you will not listen to Yahweh your God's voice, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command you today, and that all these curses will come on you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city, and you'll be cursed in the field. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the increase of your livestock, and the young of your flock will be cursed. You will be cursed when you come in. You will be cursed when you go out. Yahweh will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all you put your hand to, unless you are destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the evil things you're doing, by which you've forsaken me. Yahweh will make the pestilence cling to you until he's consumed you from off the land where you go in to possess it. Yahweh will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with fiery heat, with a sword, with blight, and with mildew. They'll pursue you until you perish. Your sky that's over your head will be bronze, and the earth that is under you will be iron. Yahweh will make the rain of your land powder and dust. It will come on you from the sky until you're destroyed. Yahweh will cause you to be struck before your enemies. You'll go out one way against them and will flee seven ways before them. You'll be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the earth. Your dead bodies will be food to all birds of the sky and to the animals of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. Yahweh will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with the tumors, with the scurvy, and with the itch of which you will not be healed. Yahweh will strike you with madness, with blindness, and with astonishment of heart. You'll grope at noonday as the blind gropes in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways. You will only be oppressed and robbed always, and there will be no one to save you. You'll betroth a wife, and another man will lie with her. You'll build a house, and you won't dwell in it. You'll plant a vineyard and not use its fruit. Your ox will be slain before your eyes, and you'll not eat any of it. Your donkey will be violently taken away from before your face and will not be restored to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and you'll have no one to save you. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people. Your eyes will look and fail with longing for them all day long. There will be no power in your hand. A nation which you don't know will eat the fruit of your ground and all your work. You will only be oppressed and crushed always, so that the sights that you see with your eyes will drive you mad. Yahweh will strike you in the knees and legs with a sore boil of which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head. Yahweh will bring you and your king, whom you will set over yourselves, to a nation that you've not known, you nor your fathers. There you will serve other gods of wood and stone. You'll become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the peoples where Yahweh will lead you away. You will carry much seed out into the field and will gather little in, for the locust will consume it. You will plant vineyards and dress them, but you will neither drink the wine nor harvest, because worms will eat them. You will have olive trees throughout all your borders, but you won't anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives will drop off. You will father sons and daughters, but they will not be yours, for they will go into captivity. Locusts will consume all of your trees and the fruit of your ground. The foreigner who is among you will mount up above you higher and higher, and you'll come down lower and lower. He will lend to you, and you won't lend to him. He will be the head, and you will be the tail. All these curses will come on you, and will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you didn't listen to Yahweh your God's voice, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. They will be for a sign and for a wonder to you and to your offspring forever. Because you didn't serve Yahweh your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart by reason of the abundance of all things, therefore you will serve your enemies whom Yahweh sends against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in lack of all things. He'll put an iron yoke on your neck until he's destroyed you. Yahweh will bring a nation against you from far, from the ends of the earth as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you will not understand. A nation of fierce facial expressions that doesn't respect the elderly nor show favor to the young. They'll eat the fruit of your livestock and the fruit of your ground until you're destroyed. They also won't leave you grain, new wine, oil, the increase of your livestock, or the young of your flock until they've caused you to perish. They'll besiege you in all your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you trusted come down throughout your land. They'll besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land which Yahweh your God has given you. You will eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, whom Yahweh your God has given you in the siege and in the distress with which your enemies will distress you. The man who is tender among you and very delicate, his eye will be evil toward his brother, toward the wife whom he loves, and toward the remnant of his children whom he has remaining, so that he will not give to them any of the flesh of his children whom he will eat, because he has nothing left to him in the siege and in the distress which your enemies will distress you in all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye will be evil toward the husband that she loves, toward her son, toward her daughter, toward her young one who comes from between her feet, and toward her children whom she bears, for she will eat them secretly for lack of all things in the siege and in the distress with which your enemies distress you in your gates. You will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh, your God. Then Yahweh will make your plagues and the plagues of your offspring fearful, even great plagues and of long duration, and severe sicknesses and of long duration. He will bring on you again the diseases of Egypt, which you were afraid of, and they will cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, Yahweh will bring them on you until you are destroyed. You will be left few in number, even though you were as the stars of the sky for multitude, because you didn't listen to Yahweh your God's voice. It will happen that Yahweh rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, so Yahweh will rejoice over you to cause you to perish and to destroy you. You'll be plucked from the land that you're going in to possess. Yahweh will scatter you among all peoples, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. There you will serve other gods which you've not known, you nor your fathers, even wood and stone. Among these nations you'll find no ease, and there will be no rest for the sole of your foot, but Yahweh will give you a trembling heart, failing of eyes, and pining of soul. Your life will hang in doubt before you. You'll be afraid day and night and will have no assurance of your life. In the morning you will say, I wish it were evening, and in the evening you'll say, I wish it were morning, for the fear of your heart which you will fear, and for the sights which your eyes will see. Yahweh will bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way of which I told you that you would never see it again. There you will offer yourselves to your enemies for male and female slaves, and no one will buy you. Look, God's not trying to trick anybody, and he wants to make it clear that if you do this, then this will be the result. And you know, this should be easy for us. It should make sense to us. Obeying God and pleasing him should be our desire as much as it's a lion's desire to eat meat. Eating meat is in a lion's nature, right? But obeying God is not easy for us. Our nature, the way we were created, it's been messed up by sin. Sin doesn't take away our choice to obey God. It just makes it more difficult to make that choice. So God is clear because he's gracious. These are the blessings that come with obedience, and these are the curses that come from disobedience. Fighting your sinful nature requires humility. So what does humility look like today in your fight to trust and obey God, even when you don't feel like it? That's the Thinking Out Loud thought for today.
You've been listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominy. When you become a patron of Out Loud Bible Project, you help make the Bible accessible for people who desperately need to know they have a role in this conversation with God. To learn more, visit outloudbible.com and click Support This Project. Thanks for listening.